Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the Hunter REA Show, where we're 100 episodes strong, giving you business building goodness all week long. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a very special episode. It's our 100th episode of the $100 MBA Show. Thanks for getting us here, guys. All your support, all your ratings and reviews have been amazing, has been a great motivation for us. We're here to give you the content that you love today, and we're here to actually thank you as well with an amazing gift. We're going to be giving away today a free ride to the $100 MBA, as well as a $100 Amazon gift card to celebrate the 100th episode of the $100 MBA Show. So hang on to the end of the episode, because this might be your lucky day. You might be winning this awesome prize for today's episode. Today is also a must-read episode where you'll learn about a book that has greatly influenced us as entrepreneurs. And it so happens that this book is Nicole's favorite book. Nicole is the producer of the $100 MBA Show, as well as my business partner and partner in life. And it's her favorite nonfiction book, so she's going to be joining me today for this special 100th episode. How are you doing, Nicole Baldino?
Hello, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be joining you today, Omar. And especially pleased to be talking about Dale Carnegie's brilliant book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I love this book. Now, I know you like to get straight into it, so can I say it?
Go ahead and say it.
Let's get down to business.
Okay, so why should you read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? Well, first of all, it's written in 1936, and it's still hailed today as one of the best business books of its kind. And it's really powerful, it's really impactful. And I know that Nicole really, really loved it, because every time she would read a chapter or two, she would like tell me all about it and say how powerful it is. And it is definitely a powerful book, and it's one of those books that everybody recommends that you should read. So let's get right into it. Nicole, tell me a little bit about the book.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was written 80 years ago, but the first thing that hits you when you start reading it is that it's actually very easy to read. It's very conversational. It's very entertaining, which I was really quite surprised.
So let's get into the details of what this book is all about and why you should read it. So Nicole, you're a big fan of this book. What is this all about? Why is this book so significant?
I guess the book fundamentally explains human nature and human interaction, and it's through understanding the common traits of humans and the way that we interact that we can better get along with people. We can make people like us, we can become more influential, we can become more entertaining conversationalists, we can get people to do what we want, and we can lead and manage people better. It sounds like trickery, and the best way to describe how efficient the techniques are when you put them into practice in the book, and this is Dale's words himself, is that they work like magic. But the funny thing is, none of this is duplicitous, or it's not trickery. It's actually genuine. It's just genuine human understanding. And the only way that it works is if you are genuine.
So just in case you're wondering why this book is important for you and your business, is that human nature, understanding humans, because that's who you're serving, is very important. You need to know how people tick and how to communicate with them. We talk about communication, how important communication is. We talk about this in so many of our episodes when it comes to customer service, when it comes to knowing your audience. So this is a really good book to give you a holistic point of view of how to deal with this race we call the human race. But in the book, Dale also has these principles. He has many of these principles. We're going to go through some of them that are really, really important and really effective. So one of them is don't criticize, don't condemn, or complain. And this deals with what? This deals with dealing with the fact that you have to understand that people get defensive. When people get defensive, when you criticize them, when you condemn them, so you're not going to get anywhere by criticizing people, by saying, well, it's your fault. Well, the reason why this didn't happen is because you didn't do this. That doesn't really do anything. So he really, you know, makes you think about what happens when you criticize, condemn, or complain. What's another principle, Nicole?
Yeah, I love these principles. They seem so simple, but that's, again, the beauty of this book. It's very, very simple, but so powerfully efficient. Another principle that I really love is give honest and sincere appreciation. And this is so true. Just think about yourself. When you feel that you've actually been appreciated genuinely, this is not about flattery. Flattery, everyone can see right through it. But if you feel genuinely appreciated, you're going to put your best foot forward. You're going to do your best work.
I love that. It's awesome. Another principle that Dale presents in the book is be a good listener. Encourage people to talk about themselves. It's funny because we all like to talk about ourselves, you know, and it's really good to remember this when you're at a meetup, when you're at a conference, when you're speaking to a client, is to spend a lot of time listening. You know, a good conversationalist is a good listener, and encourage them to speak about themselves because you want to learn about them so you can be able to better serve them, to better understand what they need. So being a good listener is very important, and he talks about that in How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Another principle is make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. And this is actually a way to make people like you instantly. So if you think about it, if we all want to feel significant, I mean, you've talked about this in other episodes. So if you can make the other person feel important, feel significant, they're obviously going to like you a lot better.
Yeah, that is so true. Another principle that we're going to mention here, it's going to be the last one that we mention, is handling mistakes, addressing your own mistakes first and making the fault seem easy to correct. And we talk about this in our customer service or how to deal with returns. We have an episode on that in the $100 MBA show. And we talk about apologizing. You have to apologize first and say, we're really sorry that you're having a difficult time. And then you address the mistake. You address it and make sure that they know that we're going to, you know, solve this problem in a very easy way that's not going to, you know, make them feel upset or also not going to take too much time. So handling mistakes is a really good point that Dale Carnegie makes. So there's plenty of principles to go through in this book. We're going to put a link to the book in the show notes, and you can reach the show notes for today's episode at 100mba.net/mba100 for the 100th episode. So why should you read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People? How has this influenced us as entrepreneurs? Well, like we always say, communication is your number one skill. You have to have great communication skills as an entrepreneur. You're communicating with your customers, your audience, your competitors. Everybody that you're going to be dealing with is a human being, and you need to understand human nature. And improving yourself will help improve your business because, one, you're going to understand how to see things from other people's perspective. You're going to understand how you're supposed to attack each situation in a different way, how to take care of each person in their own unique way. And we found that Dale is a master at this. He gives so many great examples from history, from famous people, and how they've dealt with certain situations. So one, it's a very enjoyable read. And two, you're going to find so many ways to implement the things that he teaches you in yourself, in your life, in your business. And again, as the leader of your business, the better prepared, the better equipped you are, the better your business is going to do. All right, guys, it's that time where we announce the winner to the grand prize of our 100th episode. Everybody who's given us an iTunes rating and review up to this point has entered this draw, and we have randomly chosen a winner. The grand prize is an Amazon gift card worth $100, as well as a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Nicole, will you do the honors and tell us who the winner is?
Gladly. Okay, the winner is Brooke McClary. Brooke has given us 5 stars and she says, loving this podcast. I spent the last 2 days listening to the first 3 weeks of this podcast and I'm absolutely loving it. The no BS, straight to the point advice is golden and I really enjoy the way the week is formatted. Some regular lessons, guest teachers and Free Ride Friday. Keep up the good work, guys.
Congratulations, Brooke. Awesome, awesome job. Thank you so much, everybody who's given us an iTunes rating and review. Please keep them coming. We really appreciate your support. Brooke, your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the Amazon gift card as well as your lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. So please email us and we'll hook you up with all those great gifts. Don't forget, our free ride Fridays still go on, meaning that every week, every Friday, we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA. That's a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Keep all the love coming. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. This is the 100th episode of the $100 MBA show, and we wouldn't have gotten to this point if we have not focused and focused on what we need to do. Focus is a big, big time ingredient when it comes to success. I really encourage you all to focus on something that you're doing, if it's producing a podcast, a blog, or a video show, whatever it is. But if you focus on doing something day in and day out and having that consistency, you're really going to be able to produce some really great results. And, you know, to be able to get to 100 episodes, we really had to make sure that we made it a priority and we carved out the time every day to make sure that we produce these episodes, not only record and edit, but also put them up on the website and promote them and all that stuff that comes along with producing any kind of content. So my words of advice to you is what I've learned in these last 100th episodes is that focus really can do a lot. You know, if you can focus, commit the time, be consistent, and make sure that you just be committed to what you're doing. Make sure that you feel like, I have to do this regardless. It's like taking medication. You have to do it or your business will suffer or it will be sick, you know, metaphorically. So you need to make sure that if you're pulling off any kind of content marketing, like a podcast, like a blog, like a video show, like any of these things, make sure that you're consistent and you stay focused. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to the $100 MBA show. And thank you, Nicole, for joining me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for listening.
All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.